Welcome back to Bunny Language. I am your host, Bunny. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I literally haven't posted an episode in like 5 months. Hey. Hey. I'm sure by now you guys are probably like, this woman cannot stay or stick with an idea and like hold to it and finish through. You know, and this is my response to that, me being defensive like right off the bat. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no defense. Actually, my defense is that I have been feeling a little mentally unwell, but for the sake of understanding, I have a responsibility, okay, to hold up this podcast, to hold up the podcast world with my amazing content. Anyways, hey, I've missed you guys so much. I've missed recording this podcast. It took me a while to, I guess, kind of think about where I wanted this podcast to go. There's a dog barking outside. And I take a lot of inspiration from other creators. I never want to copy, but like I do take a lot of inspiration from my favorite creators. One being Brittany Broski, and I had been listening to her podcast recently, and I just love how it just makes my day, you know? And the last few episodes that I've done on here, I have kind of made the subject matter a little bit more heavy. And don't get me wrong, okay, we're girlies who have mental illness here, right? I'm not going to make it sugar, rainbow, unicorns all the time, but I would like to add a little bit of my own personality spice into the mix. And hopefully we can get a little bit more creative on here and experiment with some different topic ideas. With all that being said, welcome back. I apologize for the audio. I'm currently in my room. I really don't have anywhere else to record. It is kind of hot in here, so I do have the window open. If you hear some sound effects, just pretend you're like in your best friend's bedroom, and it's like Folly that, you know, adds to the experience, right? Yeah, like the dog barking outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Pretend that's like your childhood best friend's dog that's like wants to go outside to go pee or something. I don't know. Okay, I have a list of topics that I want to talk about, and this is the first time that I've actually came prepared and wrote down what I want to talk about. Yay! Can I get a round of applause? Cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. First and foremost, the new Mitski album. Okay? If you listen to Mitski, you're going to want to tune in because I have a lot to say. If you don't and you don't care, hey, I understand. I get it. Also, do you have bad taste? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. Also, side note, for some reason I just clicked on my banking app because I'm trying to get to my notes app and it went to my banking app and I realized that I have a spending problem. Hey, I have a spending problem. Hi, I have a spending problem. I just spent $60 on a Lord 10-year reunion pure heroin t-shirt. Okay. The album meant everything to me as a 14-year-old child. It means everything to me now as an almost 25-year-old teenage woman, okay? And I could not resist. She also thanks Lana, like, on the back of the t-shirt. She thanks her. She thanks Grimes. She thanks a lot of other artists. And I, in my brain, was like, I'll take one of those, please. I will take that and I will pass it down to my future offspring, okay? Anyways, life updates. before I get started in talking, before I get started in talking about the Mitski album, I just want to give some life updates. I'm back in school. It's fall semester. Ooh, I hate it. Okay. I'm not a school person. I've never been a school person. In fact, school actually makes me want to rip my hair out, my eyebrow hair, my eyelashes out. It doesn't make me feel good. A lot of people who claim to be academics, I would love to give you a lobotomy, because what is wrong with you? How are you, like, okay, maybe you don't have a learning disability. Maybe that's what it is, okay? Maybe I'm just the weird one, the odd one out, okay? The outlier, whatever. Yeah. I am taking 4 classes this semester, which is probably like, oh, wow, that's not even a... Excuse me? Okay. It takes a lot for me to focus on one class. Spreading that attention over 4 is asking a lot for my brain. I also got some new tattoos recently, and it just kind of reminded me that I love getting tattoos. I stopped getting tattooed for like 3 years. I don't know what, well, obviously like the pandemic, whatever, but also at the same time, I just felt like I didn't have any ideas. I didn't have any tattoos that I was like super excited about. I didn't really have any inspo that made me want to go search for a tattoo artist to go get tattooed. And recently I thought I had this original idea, right? I was like, okay, favorite Lana Del Rey song is Get Free. That song literally saved me when I was going through my breakup. It brought me out of the... It brought me out of the black into the blue, right? that song means a lot to me. And I was like, okay, I don't see a lot of people talking about Get Free. I think I have an original idea here. Out of the black on one arm, into the blue on the other arm. In like this beautiful, delicate font, which a lot of you had asked me which font I specifically got. I literally don't know. I don't even know if there's like an actual font to put a name to it. I know that my tattoo artist may have done it by hand. That's what I'm assuming. She does all of her sketches, I believe, on her iPad, and that's what she had sent to me. So I don't know. I'm not even trying to be gatekeepy. I literally don't know. But I thought that this was like some original idea. I was like so excited about it. I was like, nobody is going to have this same tattoo. I am so original. I am so cool. And not that this is a bad thing. It actually is really awesome that other women connect so deeply to this song, because it is a wonderful, beautiful masterpiece created by God herself, right? I was let down, in a sense, after I realized I had posted a TikTok about my tattoo, and so many people were like, I have this exact same tattoo, like, oh my god. And at first I was like, fuck, god fucking damn it, shit, fuck. I thought that I was original. I have like the world's worst individual, right. I have the world's worst individuality. I have the world's worst individuality complex. Say that 4 times fast. And so when I do something thinking that it's original and other people actually tell me, hey, that isn't your own idea. Other people do that too. I fall to the floor, to my knees, and want to scream out loud. Am I proud of this personality trait of mine? No, I'm not proud of it. In actuality, I think for some reason, not to get too deep so early on in the episode, I think it has a lot to do with my internalized misogyny. I think like I feel the need for some reason to make myself so different and so cool, and like my interests are so niche to like make me different than other women, when at the end of the day, we're all fighting the same war here, so it literally doesn't fucking matter. Also, I just think it's just nice to feel original in some aspect. I've always felt like that since I was young, especially like as a teenager. It was actually really bad in high school, and I'm not gonna go into it too much, but it's like the I'm not other girls trope, you know? That's how I was in high school. But I was most definitely like other girls, okay? I wore Brandy Melville and listened to Lana Del Rey like every other tortured teenager in 2014. I scrolled on Tumblr. I watched Skins. I gave myself a bad relationship with food at the ripe age of 15, okay? So did every other teenage girl. Those are pretty much all my life updates. I got tattoos. I got one for my sister as well. 2005 for the year that she was born. And then I got Ivy surrounding the tattoo because her middle name is Ivy. And yeah, those are pretty much all my life updates. I started school and I got some tattoos. Thoughts on the new Mitski album. Okay, let's go through the track list because I recently started listening to Mitski, probably I would say within the past year or so, and I never sat down and like really looked at her lyrics. I would listen to the music and I would feel it, and there's a lot of songs that I just feel like I can have a mental breakdown to because I'm like, how the fuck are you inside my head? Mitski, I don't know her government name. I'm not a true fan. She speaks to what it's like to be a woman or to live as a femme individual in this world so beautifully, but also so painfully, and also what it's like to be a woman who deals with the male gaze, who has relationship problems, who has a complicated relationship with men. And these are all things that I am well familiar with, okay? The album is called The Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We. And first off, the name of the album. Are we kidding? Are we joking? It is so telling of the times that we are currently living in. It's true. The land is inhospitable. And as the human race is, we are also inhospitable. And we're kind of just coexisting on this planet, knowing that we're destined for some kind of wake-up call sooner or later. Because the current state of the world, how that we are currently living, is not sustainable. It will not be sustainable for future generations. And if I think about it for too long, it sends me into an existential spiral that makes me not feel great in my brain. The first song is Bug Like an Angel. She starts off this song by saying, "There's a bug like an angel stuck to the bottom of my glass with a little bit left. As I got older, I learned I'm a drinker. Sometimes a drink feels like family." Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you joking? Hey, are you in my brain? Hey, are you in my... Do you read my journal? Mitski, be honest, do you read my journal? Because this lyric made me shit my pants and fall on the floor and throw up. Like, I am somebody who has struggled with my relationship with alcohol. I'm still struggling with my relationship with alcohol. I don't outwardly admit that, and I don't outwardly share that maybe I probably drink too much. Maybe I should be more mindful about my substance use, because I recognize that I'm a role model to many young women, young people in general, and I never want to put out the message that you should drink or you should partake in party culture, because if addiction does run in your family, it is likely that you will also struggle with substance abuse as well. I never want anybody to think that I promote any certain kind of lifestyle, because I don't. I want all of you to be safe. I want all of you to take care of yourself. I'm just recognizing my own faults as a human being. Alcoholism runs in my family deeply on both sides, and I am a product of that. And when I listened to this song for the first time and I heard her say that sometimes a drink feels like family, I literally almost got into a car crash. I literally almost crashed my car, guys. I have never felt a lyric so deeply and so painfully. And then towards the end of the song, she says, "When I'm bent over, wishing it was over, making all variety of vows I'll never keep, I'll try to remember the wrath of the devil was also given him by God." Okay. Okay, time to go sit down. Like, time to go sit down and cry, guys. Who's coming with me? Who wants to go? Let's all hop in my bed and have a little cry sesh. Hey. I can't fully translate what this means, but I think each person can feel like it touches them in a different way. And that's what I love about Mitski. She is a genius. She is a beautiful writer, and she can truly make you feel all kinds of things with her words. Another favorite song off of the album of mine is "I Don't Like My Mind," which, okay, you can clearly relate to the song if you have mental illness just by the title. And it starts off by saying, "I don't like my mind. I don't like being left alone in a room with all its opinions about the things that I've done. So yeah, I blast music loud and I work myself to the bone. And then on an inconvenient Christmas, I eat a cake, a whole cake, all for me. And then I get sick and throw up and there's another memory that gets stuck." Holy fuck. I personally have a very hard time being alone with my thoughts. I'm somebody who listens to podcasts, watches YouTube videos, plays a movie, plays a TV show in the background of literally anything that I'm doing. If I'm driving somewhere, I'm playing music or I'm listening to a podcast. If I'm showering, I'm listening to the H3 podcast, or I'm watching a show, or I'm listening to music. I try to challenge myself to be alone with my thoughts and not necessarily always distract myself or even listen to music with no lyrics. That way I can at least kind of think for myself. But if you're somebody who has ADHD or even just struggles with like a constant overflow of thoughts, like my brain is constantly going a million miles an hour. And sometimes when I'm left alone with that, it can be so overwhelming. And when I have something to kind of distract me, it makes it feel a little less hard to go about my day. And I know other people can relate with that. I know me personally, I've been trying to challenge myself to not do this. But if I'm working, if I'm distracting myself, I'm not thinking about the things that keep me up at night. That's why so many individuals have trouble sleeping, because at the end of the day, when you've been distracting yourself for all hours of the day, yeah, it's going to be hard when you sit down and try to go to sleep. I know personally for me, that's why I have to have music playing or even like just simple like ambiance sounds in the background, so that way I can distract my mind. And I know distracting your mind from things that you need to work on isn't necessarily a good thing, but sometimes we have to do what we have to do, and that's the only thing that we can do to get by and not feel like our head is gonna explode. And of course, "My Love, Mine, All Mine," the melody is just so sweet and beautiful and pretty. And I don't necessarily know if this is what the song is speaking about specifically, but it reminds me of the fact that I know that I love deeply. When I love someone, when I love anyone in my life that I care for and that I truly feel for, is going to experience my love, and I have a very big heart. my translation of this song is like, my love, mine, all mine. Like, the way that I love is mine. Like, this is such a huge personality trait of mine, the way that I love. And it can either be something that someone hates about me, or it could be something that someone loves about me. And I know for me personally, I have felt very insecure for the way that I come across, especially romantically in my past relationships. I felt like I was too much, that my love was overbearing, that my love was too big. And in the song, she says, "So when I die, which I must do, could I shine it down here with you? 'Cause my love is mine, all mine. I love mine, mine, mine. Nothing in the world belongs to me but my love, mine, all mine, all mine." And then she says, "My baby, here on earth, showed me what my heart was worth. So when it comes to be my turn, could you shine it down here for her?" Oh my god. I could have a completely different interpretation of what the song actually means. In fact, I kind of want to Google it and see what it's supposed to mean, like what the genius lyrics translate to. I am reading this from a website called Song Facts, and in the second verse, Mitski says, "My baby here on earth," exactly like what I just said, "showed me what my heart was worth. So when it comes to be my turn, could you shine it down here for her?" Basically implying, like, when I die, can you please shed the light that is my love onto my loved ones? And oh my god, I'm gonna start fucking crying my eyes out. I'm gonna start crying. On the website, it says here that she holds on to the hope that even after her passing, her love will continue to radiate as a guiding light. Goodbye. I have tears in my eyes right now. I think that it's a very simple song, but it's a very sweet song that could be interpreted in many different ways, depending on how you see your own personal relationship to your love languages. And I just think that it is heartbreakingly beautiful. I have a playlist on Spotify called Sweet Like Cherries, which I will be adding this song to. And basically, it's for anyone who's a hopeless romantic. It's for anyone who feels like their love is too big. And I would say that there is an overwhelming theme of just love in general, romantic love, sweet love, that feeling of when you have a crush on someone. When I have a crush on someone, I feel like it just becomes so deep and I feel like my heart is gonna burst. And I feel like this playlist encapsulates that perfectly. So if you're somebody who's a hopeless romantic and just needs like a good, like, sweet love playlist, go check that out on my Spotify. It should be under just like Emily Bispo, but I'll be sure to link it on my story when I post this podcast. I also have a playlist on Spotify called Sullen Girl, or Forever a Sullen Girl. And that's kind of like the opposite side of the Sweet Like Cherries playlist. It's for all of my girly pops who feel melancholy quite frequently, or who feel as though melancholy is also a sweet emotion. It's almost an emotion that you miss when you don't have it. And it's kind of just like a nice chill playlist of songs that are a little bit sad, but don't make you miss your ex sometimes. There's a whole different playlist for that. Like I said, I will be linking my Spotify, but it should just be under Emily Bispo. I'm only going over my favorite songs. By the way, this album as a whole deserves a complete listen. And I could not get through the whole album in an under an hour podcast. So please bear with me. I've only chosen like 4 songs. That does not mean those are the only 4 songs that I like. I love every single song on this album. Every single song is worth mentioning. But for the sake of time, I only chose 4. And the second to last song on the album is called
I'm your man. Okay? There is a lyric in this song that made my eyes water and gave me goosebumps when I was walking around school campus, okay? Just this last portion. I'm just going to give it a full read because the last two lyrics are what really got me, but this full last portion of the song is just so, I feel like a dagger is being, like, not placed in my heart, but, like, placed in my stomach and, like, being twisted around. Because I feel like when somebody compares, like, pain of, like, being stabbed in the heart, it's like, oh, you know, a quick death, right? Maybe not. I don't know. But being stabbed in the stomach, it's almost like a, like, you feel like you're gonna throw up. I'm saying this as somebody who's literally never been stabbed before. I'm saying this is somebody whose biggest injury is slipping and falling and cracking my head open. Okay, so maybe that's what it feels like, right? I can feel it getting near, like flashlights coming down the way. One day you'll figure me out. I'll meet judgment by the hounds. People always gave me love. Others were never to blame after all. You believe me like a god. I'll betray you like a man. Get fucked. Get fucked. Are you kidding me? You believe me like a god, I'll betray you like a man. That specific lyric is what made me need to stop in my tracks while I was walking to class and gave me goosebumps because I don't think I have ever heard somebody explain the feeling of knowing that maybe I'm a bad person and maybe people will believe me. And maybe people have faith in me that I don't see in myself. And maybe you'll believe me like I'm a god. But I'll betray you like a man. Because let's be honest, when you love a man, betrayal is almost tied into the contract. I say this as somebody who's very jaded. I have never not been betrayed by a man. You know what I mean? Except for my grandpa. He's awesome. But like, that's in a more literal sense, I guess. I feel like Mitski has just done it again. She has made me realize I am worthy, I am whole, I am beautiful, I am art. And my sadness is also art. And the pain that I have gone through as a woman is also art. And I can use my experiences and translate my experiences into my poetry and into other things that I write and into other things that I do artistically because that is who I am. And that's what makes me a multifaceted woman, okay? That's what makes me beautiful. Not what I look like, okay? Artistic expression as a woman is just so beautiful. I think that's probably why I am drawn to books written by women, art done by women, art done by women, art done by women, musical artists who identify as women. It is just a different kind of expression because they are able to express the pain and torture of girlhood and womanhood in some of the most beautiful ways possible that I didn't even realize were they were capable of doing. Basically, Mitski is a lyrical genius who perfectly translates the pain of womanhood into a beautiful artistic expression that I lose my shit over. Okay? I have been on a bit of a movie binge. I watched The Virgin Suicides for the first time on Monday and I loved it. It's a great movie. I loved the, I guess, aesthetics of the movie. I thought everything was very well shot, and obviously the movie was very well written. Sofia Coppola directed the movie, which slay. We love Miss Sofia. I think that I need to possibly give the movie a rewatch because I was a little bit distracted during the movie. I was also doing my laundry, so I would have to pause it and then go switch out my laundry. I know, annoying. I can't really give a full opinion on a movie if I'm, like, distracted during the whole thing. Okay, I understand, but some of us have to do our laundry, okay? Some of us. Some people don't. It's okay. I don't judge. Sometimes I don't do my laundry for 3 weeks. That's fine. I also should probably watch it when I'm not eating Din Tai Fung and spill an entire container of chili oil on my carpet and on my coffee table. I enjoyed the movie. I think I'd give it like an 8 out of 10, but I definitely want to re-watch it because a lot of you were saying that there's a book and the author who wrote the book explained a lot of the underlying themes and explained why his choice of narrating the book and I guess narrating the movie was these young teenage boys. No spoilers, by the way. I'm not going to spoil it if you've never seen the movie, but the movie is narrated by a group of teenage boys who live across from these four or five teenage girls who live in a very strict religious household. And they're basically just kind of going through and explaining what they witnessed, I think, over the span of like a year of watching and trying to get to know these teenage girls that they were inevitably in love with, but also sexualized. I very much enjoy the movie, but need to give it a second rewatch. I also watched Gone Girl for the first time. I know, I'm going through all of the classic femcel movies. And is it because I've seen a lot of these movies on TikTok and I want to be a part of the conversation? Maybe. But also, I can respect a female lead. I just love when movies are like feminine coded, I guess, or the lead character is a female, or it's being told from the point of view of a woman, or especially when the movie is directed by a woman or written by a woman. And I'm not quite sure if Gone Girl was written by a woman. I don't know. But I love the story. I love the ending. I would rewatch that movie a million times over and over. I understand. Like, I'm surprised I've never seen it through and through until now. But I almost even want to do Amy as my Halloween costume. I'm not going to give anything away for those of you who haven't watched it, but there's a point in the movie where she's like extremely bloody and it looks really cool. Okay, like I love like a good sexy bloody costume. Sue me. And I just feel like that would be a cool idea. I'd have to get a short blonde wig though, and I don't know how I feel about that. Blonde hair on me, let alone short blonde hair on me, is really not a good look. So I don't know if I would go through with that. But if any of you want to do that for your Halloween costume, I believe one of my mutuals, I think Mo, I believe she either cosplayed or dressed up as Amy for Halloween last year. And she did a wonderful job at it. I loved it. But Gone Girl, amazing movie. Definitely suggest watching it if you haven't. It really encapsulates the female rage aesthetic. 1000%. I also watched After Sun, starring the beautiful, the wonderful Paul Mescal. Okay, I am a slut for Paul Mescal. I love Paul Mescal. I have been very quiet about this obsession because I am delusional enough to think that if he for some reason comes across my profile and sees that I'm fangirling about him, oh fuck, like he's just gonna think I'm another fan. But I am somehow a woman who has no idea who this man is. If you want to flirt with me, hey, hi, we're besties. You know, I am absolutely Delulu, okay? This is how I think 90% of the time. I am fully convinced that any celebrity crush that I have will fall in love with me. They will see my charm. They will see my beauty and be like, I need to have her. I want her in the same way that I feel about them. Does this ever happen? No. Okay? I have been this way since I was a teenage girl, okay? I was 16 years old going to the One Direction concert, shaving my entire body with my floor seats, thinking that Niall would see me, point me out, and take me backstage. I am a 16-year-old girl. If he did do that, that would not be a good thing. You know what I mean? But basically, I have been this way, right? What was I talking about? Paul Mescal. Right. Sexy. I just watched Normal People 2, by the way. Sobbed my eyes out. Cried my eyes out. I can never be the same again. That is a series that if you have not watched yet, you definitely should, but also be mentally prepared to watch that show. Because when I first started it, I think with a lot of things, I wasn't super into it. I think I tried starting the show like twice and I was just like not getting into it. Then by like the third episode, babe, I was hooked. Okay, I watched the entire series in 12 hours. Maybe 24 hours. I don't know how many episodes there are, but it was like back to back to back and I could not get enough of it. Do I think that Daisy and Paul are possibly having a little relationship now? Do I understand the whole Phoebe Bridgers drama? Yeah, babe. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you clearly are probably a normal person with a normal brain. But anyways, Paul, hey, if you're listening to this and you're not in a loving, committed relationship with Daisy Edgar Jones, which I kind of hope that you are, but also at the same time, kind of hope you're not, because like, maybe we could get married, you know? Hey, After Sun, okay? Basically, I watched After Sun last night. I was supposed to be going to bed, and I was like, I'm just gonna put on this movie, right? And I was not expecting to be absolutely broken by the end of this movie. I was just putting on this movie and I was kind of expecting it to be artsy, but I wasn't really sure exactly what it was going to be about. I knew that it was about a father and a daughter, but I wasn't necessarily sure what the whole entire plot was. You have to sit down and watch this movie. If you are somebody who needs the plot to be explained to you and just be kind of in your face, and you have to follow something clearly in order to be interested in a movie, you probably won't like this. It's very loosely done. There's absolutely really no plot at all, other than the fact that there's a father and his daughter on holiday and kind of showcasing their relationship throughout, I believe, like the week that they're on holiday together. And it is so beautifully artistically done. Like Virgin Suicides, I mentioned, just some of the shots in the movie were so beautiful, and especially the closing scene. If you have heard anything about this movie, you probably know what I'm talking about, or if you've watched the movie, I feel like I had to watch it, like I like rewinded it twice to finally understand. And then I went on TikTok and had somebody explain it to me, because I was kind of like, what the fuck just happened? And I cried. I bawled my eyes out. I definitely cried. I thought about my relationship with my own father. I thought about my relationship with my mother. I thought about my relationship with all of my family and my friends. And I did sob. Okay? Because holy fuck, Paul Mescal, not only is he sexy, he is a talented actor. He portrays depression and sadness and grief in this movie in a way that is so realistic and so painful that I don't think that I've seen done before. And there is a reason why this movie, I believe it was awarded an Emmy. I'm not quite sure about that, but please watch it if you haven't. If you are kind of into like an artistically done, really no plot driven type of movie, and if you have the time to sit down and truly watch it, because it is so wonderful and beautiful, and I think that a lot of people will relate to it in some way, shape, or form. Moving on. So recently I've been a little bit down because I have no idea what I want to be for Halloween. And if you're somebody who loves Halloween like me, this is a tragedy. This is monumental, okay? This can ruin an entire month for me if I have no idea. Normally, I start planning my costumes in July. I knew that I wanted to be, I don't remember when the movie came out, but I knew that I wanted to be Alice from Don't Worry, Darling. I'm pretty sure in like August, whenever the movie came out, I knew, I was like, okay, I'm being her. And I know last year I had some trouble figuring out what I wanted to be as well, because I literally redid a costume I did the previous year, but like in a very different manner. I was Jennifer's body in 2021. I did the traditional schoolgirl cheerleader costume. And then last year I did the one where she's wearing the white dress, where she's covered in like all this black goo and blood, and it just like looked amazing and I loved it. I also did Alice Justice. I took so long trying to find the white dress that Alice from Don't Worry Darling is wearing. It's not the exact same one, but I loved the way that my outfit and my whole costume turned out. I wish that this was a visual so that way I could show you guys, but I have a post about it on my Instagram. So if you guys want to scroll back to October of 2022, I did post my costumes from then. And I'm somebody who loves like a dark feminine costume or even like a bloody, gory, sexy costume. Okay. If I'm going to do Halloween, I want it to be slightly scary, but also sexy and also fun. I don't know. I think there's something fun about getting to use fake blood and pouring fake blood all over you. Am I a psychopath? Maybe. That's why I kind of had the idea to go as Amy from Gone Girl this year, but I feel like that might be too niche. Also, again, I don't really want to wear a short blonde wig. I did like a medium length blonde-ish wig last year for Alice, and I really liked that one, but it is getting so close to Halloween, you guys. Normally, I'll order a lot of my extra stuff on Amazon, and it'll get here before Halloween, so I don't have to worry about it, but I am cutting it close and I have zero Halloween ideas. So I thought it would be fun. I asked you guys yesterday what you think I should go for Halloween this year. And normally I like to set aside like minimum 2 to 3 costumes, so that way I at least have some backups, or for whatever reason, maybe I'm going to a few different events, I don't have to rewear the same costume. Also, it's just really fun to dress up. If you love Halloween, if you're passionate about this time of year, you understand. You get it. The girls that get it. You know what I mean? Plus, I have seasonal depression, okay? So the one thing that keeps me going during this time of year is looking forward to the holidays that come around in fall and winter, Halloween being one of them. And this year I just like didn't have any ideas that I really liked. I have a few which I'll eventually go over, but I also wanted to read out loud what you guys had suggested to me and kind of give my thoughts and opinions, kind of get my mind racing a little bit, so that way I can figure out what the fuck I'm gonna be. I have no plans, by the way, and I think that's another reason why I have felt kind of down and sad about Halloween, because I don't really have any solid plans this year. I don't really know what I'm doing, and so I don't want to plan an entire costume and not go anywhere. I would love to get pictures though, so that's always a plus, I guess. That's fair. I have done a lot of really great costumes where I didn't really do anything and I was still just like really proud of the costume that I did. And one thing that I've mentioned before, I have an individuality complex. It ruins me, I know. So if I think a costume is too overdone or I don't really feel like it's my vibe, I'll probably veto it. A lot of you had suggested that I either be Emily from Corpse Bride or I forget her name, the other one from Nightmare Before Christmas. And both of those are great, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of people do that. And a lot of people have done Jennifer's body recently also, which, you know, cool, great, I don't care. But I loved the way that I did mine, so I like don't have a problem with that. But I don't know, I'm just really weird about my Halloween costumes. I'm like super picky about it, and I know that it's not that big of a deal. It's literally not the end of the world. I become such a diva when it comes to Halloween costumes. I wish that I wasn't this way, but I am. I am my mother's daughter, okay? And yeah, I thought we would go through some of the iconic Halloween costumes that I've done, and then also read your guys' suggestions. So I'm going to do a more in-depth version of this actually as a YouTube video. And I'm going to go through all of my Halloween costumes that I can find, because I know that I've done a few in high school that, one, maybe I don't remember, or two, that I can not find pictures of. However, I'm just going to kind of go over my favorites. So starting off with Carrie, I think I did this in 2018. I loved this costume. I thought I slayed this, and this was kind of before I feel like a lot of other people were doing Carrie. Maybe not, but I felt like I really did this justice. And then also in 2018, I did Tupor. If you are familiar with Tupor, you probably listened to Little Peep. You probably listened to like the SoundCloud rap music. I was super into that during that period of my life. Literally, I have lived so many different lives. For those of you that don't know, I have a Little Peep tattoo. It's on my wrist. It's a broken heart. Do I tell people about it? No. Am I telling you? Yes. Are you going to keep it a secret? Yes. Okay. I'm embarrassed about it. Yeah. I literally don't even listen to his music anymore. That's like no offense to him. Rest in peace. You know, it was a really weird time in my life. Okay. But I did Tupor. I think I really did a wonderful job at this. And the party that I went to, nobody really knew who I was. My boyfriend at the time was Little Peep. So we were Little Peep and Tupor. Stupid. I hate it. Throw it away. I hate it. Then that same year, I was like a Dark Fallen Angel. I've done the whole like Dark Fallen Angel thing twice. This year, or in 2018, is, I don't think I did it super great, but in 2019, I was a cat, but the costume, I look cute, but like, it's not my favorite. Anyways, then in 2020, I did a Dark Fallen Angel thing again, but this time I love the way that I did my makeup. I feel like you can really elevate a very simple costume with, one, your accessories, and two, your makeup, and just kind of how you carry yourself. I'm a fan of that, I will say. And then in 2021, I did Shago. My best friend Callista was Kim Possible. I loved this costume. I remember feeling super insecure about how the bodysuit looked on me at first because of how it was shaped, and it kind of fell a little bit lower on my hips. And normally with bodysuits, I like them to come up a little bit higher, so that way my hourglass shape is kind of shown. But I honestly think this costume is definitely one of my best that I've ever done. I loved this costume. That was the same year that I did the Jennifer's Body in the traditional cheerleader's costume. And also, I had three costumes this year. I slayed. I went out in San Luis Obispo. And if you have never gone out in San Luis Obispo downtown during Halloween, it is so much fun, okay? It's a college town. Everybody's dressing up. I hate whenever you go out places near Halloween, like even like Halloween weekend, and nobody's dressed up. Like, are you lame? Are you boring? Just put on some cat ears or something. I don't know. In San Luis Obispo, during like Halloween weekend, people literally start partying from Thursday to Sunday. And so I had three costumes from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I had the best time. I did this last year as well. But my final costume for that year was, I was Medusa. I slayed this as well. I did a very simple outfit, but the way that I did my makeup and the way that I did my hair was so sexy, and I loved it. And then last year, of course, I was Alice from Don't Worry, Darling, and I did another re-edition of Jennifer's Body wearing the white dress. So I feel like I've had some really good costumes. I just have no idea what I want to be this year. So that's where you guys come in. That's where you guys try to help me. And hopefully I can get some ideas from this and we can figure something out, because I'm losing my mind. Okay. And maybe this can give you guys some Halloween costume ideas too, because I feel like I've been getting a lot of Halloween costume idea videos on TikTok on my For You page. And as much as I love all of them, I'm never like, oh, this is me. You know what I mean? I'm always kind of waiting for something better. So let's get into it. So a lot of you suggested The Love Witch. And if you guys have not seen The Love Witch, this movie is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. I cannot wait to rewatch it this year. I'm waiting to do like a 31 days of Halloween movie situation. And I'm definitely going to watch that movie probably like the first day. Honestly, like October 1st, we're going to crack out The Love Witch. I don't know if there's any specific streaming services that it's on, but it's one of my favorite movies. And the main character, she's basically like this witch and she casts spells on men and kills men. And it's so dark feminine slay. I have thought about this. I actually was going to do this as my third costume last year, but I didn't have like a third event to go to. So I didn't end up doing that. And I have definitely thought about this. I'm going to write this one down because I love this idea and I kind of want to do it. The only thing is that sometimes when something is so niche, like The Love Witch, like if you haven't even watched the movie, you're probably not going to know who I am. I might just look like a regular old witch. You know what I mean? If you know, then you know. It's kind of hard to figure out a specific outfit from the movie that would be a little bit more recognizable. But nevertheless, I love this idea and I will be writing this one down. Thank you. Another popular one was Pearl from X, or from the original movie Pearl. I think there was Pearl and then there was X. I don't remember which one came first, but if you guys are familiar, that was a big movie last year and a lot of people actually went as Pearl. One of my really close friends, Sarah, she went as Pearl and she did a wonderful job. But I feel like this is a little bit late to the trend. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too overcritical. I feel like a lot of people did that costume last year. And if I do it this year, I might feel like I'm falling behind a little bit. I don't know. I'm so weird when it comes to Halloween costumes. I do really like this one, though, because I feel like it definitely ties in the sexy part with the scary part, which is something that I absolutely love. I get to go out and buy fake blood. Yes. But I don't know. I feel like it's been a little overdone and a lot of people were here last year. I don't know. I like the idea, but I feel like it's a little bit past its time. You know what I mean? A lot of you said Elvira. And one of my mutuals actually did a wonderful job at a cosplay of Elvira, but I feel like I don't even know where this character is from. I'm gonna go ahead and do a Google search because I like to at least know. Oh, okay, I'm looking at this right now. I have never seen this movie. I'm also putting this movie on my 31 days of Halloween movies to watch list because I don't know how I've never seen this. Oh my God, I love this idea. I love this idea. And will I possibly be doing this? Maybe. I don't know if I would be able to do the hair justice though, because I might need to get a hair piece, which I don't really know where to get that, but I love this idea. This is right up my alley. I can even add some fake blood if I really want to, but this is a slay and I will be adding this to my list. Thank you to all of you who suggested this because I love this. I also had this random idea of, this isn't even like a character, but I feel like vampires from like the 1800s, little Victorian vampire who looks like she's dying, very pale with red eyes, but also very sexy and wearing a corset and maybe like getting a blonde wig, a long blonde wig. Hold on. I don't know if that's an actual character. If you guys can tell me if that's an actual character, I would 100% do that because there's something about a Victorian sexy vampire that is calling my name. I feel like okay. And then some of you suggested Morticia. Love Morticia, but I do feel like that might be a little bit overdone, especially with the Wednesday Addams, or like the Wednesday show being out. And some of you also said Wednesday, which that's a classic costume. I'm not going to say, especially like Morticia too, like those are classic costumes. If you want to go for Morticia or Wednesday for Halloween, I'm not going to judge you. Also, to make myself clear, I am not saying that any costumes are basic or I don't like them because people do them too often and trying to sound pretentious. It's just simply my own individuality complex. I want to do a costume where I can almost feel like I need to challenge myself a little bit. You know what I mean? Somebody said Lana Del Rey. And that's so funny because one of my costumes that I was thinking about was Lana from Waffle House. I feel like that would be a decently easy costume to execute, and it would also be super funny. I love either like a funny, sexy costume or a sexy, scary costume, and I feel like that is just like right up my alley. Plus, it's Lana, like, hello. I feel like it would also be really fun to get some temporary tattoos that she has, like the Trust No One or the Paradise tattoo for your hands. I am definitely gonna think about that. Somebody said Sylvia Plath. I'm on my fucking deathbed, bitch. Sylvia Plath. Sylvia Plath. Yes! I can bring a little oven with me, too. Sorry. Oh, so many of you will think that was funny, and some of you will think it is sad and not funny. Also, I would love your guys' opinion on this. For some reason, I am deathly afraid of colored contacts. I'm really scared that they're going to scratch my cornea and I'm going to go blind, or they're going to be glued to my eyeballs. That's the one accurate thing that I feel like I always fail to add to my costumes is eye color. And it could definitely elevate a costume 1000%. I feel like that would be super cool. But then again, I'm really scared of colored contacts. I've like seen really scary horror stories about people who have had colored contacts get attached to their eye and they couldn't get them out, and that just freaks me out. Anything that is having to do with my eyeballs or my ears scares me. And then a lot of you said Tiffy Valentine from the Chucky series. I don't have blonde hair. I know I could technically get a blonde wig, and I've said this for some of my other costumes, but then again, I think if you already have blonde hair, that's a fun, easy costume and go you, and I love that for you. But for me, I have long, dark black hair that is so hard to get into a wig already. So unless I am really passionate about doing a costume, I'm probably just going to use my regular dark hair, which is why I love doing costumes where I can incorporate my hair a little bit, which is why the Jennifer's Body costume was so much fun, the Shago costume was so much fun, Medusa costume was so much fun, because I could just use my hair and my hair was like a part of the costume. I'm not doing Patrick Bateman. I feel like so many people did Patrick Bateman last year. One of my really close guy friends did Patrick Bateman and he fucking killed it and I loved it. But as a woman, like as a girl, I don't know, this is just me. You can do whatever costume you want to. Okay, I'm just speaking from my own opinion. As a girl, I don't know if I want to be Patrick Bateman. Like, I'm not him. Okay, I'm sexy. And like, yeah, you can make the Patrick Bateman costume sexy, but just like go as a hot sexy serial killer then, you know? Like, okay, somebody commented this photo of Megan Fox where she's wearing like these tall high boots and this Victorian era corset. It's white, and then she has like a bloody rose, I think, in the middle of her, almost like where her ribs would be, and then she's carrying an axe and she's wearing a choker. I have been looking for this costume everywhere because this was one of my ideas as well. I don't know what movie it's from though, so if you guys could help me out, I would love that. I'm gonna screenshot a picture of this actually and save it to my ideas because I don't know what movie it's from, because people sent me this twice and I love this. And then a lot of people are saying Catwoman. I know that Catwoman in the new Batman series has short hair, but obviously I don't have to do that exactly. I think Catwoman would be really fun. I also think the Black Swan would be really cool. I know I'm talking about individuality complex, blah, 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 and so many people have been the Black Swan. So many people have been Catwoman. But it's your ability to be able to do it differently. And there's a certain vibe that I like in a character that I can kind of use to my advantage. And I feel like I could do Catwoman justice. And I definitely feel like I could do the Black Swan justice. I don't know if I could do Morticia or, you know, Emily from Corpse Bride, or I don't know if I can make that Slay enough. You know what I mean? I think those are all great costumes, but I don't think I could make it me. A lot of people also suggested the Hex Girl from Scooby-Doo. I'm going to go ahead and Google that right now because I remember this episode, but I don't remember exactly what they look like. Also, I know a lot of people have done this costume as well, but I think it's still niche enough to where you can have a little bit more fun with it. Okay, that could be cute. I feel like it could really suit a group of three a little bit better. It is a really good costume, though. I kind of want to save it. I'm going to put it in my list. The main Hex Girl from Scooby-Doo. Snow White, which Snow White could be fun. I think I could kind of make it scary too. I actually thought about this the other day, but I don't want to do a scary Snow White and for some reason that be offensive. I don't know like why it would be, but I feel like for whatever reason my gut is telling me like, oh, if you do a Snow White where she's bloody and sexy, that is somehow offensive. Maybe it's not, and maybe I'm crazy. It's so funny. So many of you guys said Jennifer's Body or I Was Her Last Year. And then also a lot of you said Dark Angel too, or Sexy Vampire or Siren, which I feel like that was my vibe last year. Some of you guys said Nancy Downs from The Craft, which is super cool. I don't have short hair, though. To give you guys a little insight, me and my two besties were going to do Henry VIII and the two Boleyn sisters. And if you guys don't know the lore on that, it is very, very niche. My bestie Callista was going to be a sexy version of Henry VIII. And then me and my roommate Reagan were going to be the Boleyn sisters. Reagan has blonde hair, so she's going to be the blonde Boleyn sister. And then I would be the Boleyn sister with the black hair. And then I could have my throat slit because she ends up getting her head chopped off. I'm not really sure what like our Halloween plans are going to be. I'm not really sure who's doing what, so I don't want to plan a group costume if some of us are going to be doing other stuff. I love the Silent Hill 2 nurses. I've actually thought about doing that before, but I think that goes a level above sexy scary to just like literally terrifying. And also, I don't know if I could wear a mask 24/7 while doing that. I love Maleficent. My mom was Maleficent. Two of you guys said Serena from MTV Downtown. I'm going to look that up right now. Okay, I have never watched this. She's really cute, though. Somebody said Bella Goth. I am fucking dying. If you are a Sims girly, you know what I'm talking about. That would actually be a really good costume. That would be a wonderful costume. I'm actually Bella Goth. Oh my god. Oh my god. This would be hilarious. And then you can make, oh my god. And you can make a little Sims thing over your head. That would actually be kind of funny. I love that. I don't know if I'm going to do that this year, but I love that. Whoever sent me the Fireball cinnamon whiskey costume, love you. Love you. Thank you for your creativity. Thank you for your contribution here. This is going to be a controversial opinion. I don't like group costumes. Other than the one that I thought of with Reagan and Callista, because that is just like so funny and pretty much no one would know who we are. But I don't like group costumes, and I have felt like a bitch so many years in a row when my friends are like, let's do a group costume, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna participate. Like I said, I am really weird and I act like a diva around Halloween, okay? I can't help it. It's just who I am. I was born this way. Thank you guys so much for sending in your ideas, though. I definitely did get some inspiration, and I'm going to continue looking, even though I don't really have that much time left. I don't know what I'm going to do. I really like Elvira, and I like the Love Witch. I'm not super excited about, like, any of the costume ideas that I currently have. I think they're all really cool, and maybe if I start planning, or maybe if I actually start getting Halloween plans, I'd be a little bit more excited about it. But I don't know, I'm so undecided. But I really appreciate all of your guys' help, and I do have a decent amount on my list. The ones that I really like were the Love Witch, Elvira, Lana from Waffle House, Catwoman, Megan Fox from that one movie where she's wearing the white corset. We'll find the movie that we're talking about and we'll figure it out. Black Swan, the main hex girl from Scooby-Doo, and Belle Goth. Loved all of those. I also want to say thank you for being so patient with me when it comes to this podcast. I'm still learning, and there's a lot of things that I feel like I'm doing wrong. I don't have fancy equipment. I don't have a special podcast studio, and part of me feels like I shouldn't be doing this if I don't have all of that, which is stupid and dumb. Because clearly, you guys really do like this content, and I really like making it for you. It's something that I never feel like I'm forcing myself to do. It always feels super natural. It always feels like I'm talking to friends, which is really fun. And yeah, it makes you guys happy. It makes me happy. There's a win-win on both. I am challenging myself by saying that I'm going to start posting YouTube videos again. I say that probably every single month that I never do it. Mostly because YouTube is kind of intimidating to me. I used to love YouTube. That was like my primary source of content creation when I first started even ever uploading anything to the internet was YouTube. And don't even bother going and looking for the archive because I have hidden them all. So maybe one day we'll go through and take a little gander, take a little look. There are still like a lot of my videos from, I believe, like 2017, 2018 still up. But I have been posting to the World Wide Web since I was like 10. More like 11. But yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to give you guys a big little virtual hug. Thank you. I love you. I'm actually really excited to do next week's episode. I want you guys to send in questions. I don't know. Don't send anything just yet. I'm going to post something on my Instagram stories and then we'll go from there. But I want next week to kind of be interactive. Like, have you guys send in voice memos and then I'll answer your questions, like a little therapist session. I don't know. And if you decide to make this podcast a drinking game for whatever reason, if you take a shot every time I say slay, every time I say individuality complex, every time I say justice, doing things justice, I was like listening to this over and I was like, I need a bigger fucking vocabulary. God damn. I use like the same 5 big words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. See you guys next week. Love you. Be kind to yourself. You're worthy. You're beautiful.